right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My good friend, award-winning journalist Joel McNally, and radio talk show host and television personality, is on the line all the way from sunny Charlottesville, Virginia. And Joel, I've got one of those guys on the other side who's on the line who wants to talk to you. We'll welcome CJ. CJ, meet Joel McNally. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, thank you, Earl, and thank you, Joel. I agree with Earl. You're not making the case, Joel. How can we
What do you mean? I didn't say he
was Republican.
Go ahead. You said what? You said what?
Well, I say, how can a common sense Republican, independent, or even a smart Democrat not vote Republican when we see the performance and the record in a year and a half of your party? And plus, your party,
you want me to answer that?
Party has controlled major cities all across this country for decades. And the same complaint. We've watched crime rise. We've seen poverty. You promise to fix these things. You campaign on fixing these things, and it's still the same complaint. The lack of education, the failures are mounting, and it's so sad. So people call me racist because I care of the failures of education, and I want to make a change. It's the way out of people for poverty. And education is failing. In Milwaukee, 85% of kids can't read at their grade level, but they still graduate. They're out in the workforce, supposedly. Can't read a tape measure, can't read a book, can't read instructions, but they know how to play computer games that learn how to kill.
They.
And
okay, so Joel, you want to respond.
Desensitize them.
So, CJ, is it time for me to talk yet, CJ? CJ.
Love to hear your response.
Okay, I'll be happy to. Because I happen to think that education is the most important thing in our country, too. I think
you agree we're failing.
CJ, let him respond.
One of the interesting things about that is, you know what the biggest divide politically in America is right now? I keep explaining to people, it's not between the right and the left. It's between the educated and the less educated. There was a time when education as a voting premise, Republicans had a big advantage in education. That's why they could win when it wasn't a presidential election, in a midterm election, when we've got one coming up in November. A lot more Republicans turned out in the midterms than Democrats did, because Democrats frequently, their voters had less education and voted less often. They turned out for presidential elections, but they didn't usually turn out for the less spectacular elections, all the local elections, all the statewide elections. They turned out in lower numbers. That has only started to change in recent years. And one of the reasons is that education has been increasing in the black population, in the brown population, as much as it always happened in the white population. The schools in this country were racially segregated during most of our history. And in the 1950s, when Brown versus Education for the first time said, separate but equal schools are not separate and equal. They're separate and unequal. And we have to have equal education in America. And the Supreme Court of the United States unanimously said it was unconstitutional to have segregated schools. it was only after that that education started increasing in the black communities. It was only after that they started getting a chance to have the same education that white students did. And as education becomes more equal around the country, and Republicans are trying to make it less equal right now. Do you know that? Do you know that they don't want to teach American history in schools anymore? Do you want to know they don't want to even mention the Civil Rights Movement? Or they don't want to even talk about how horrible slavery was? They call that critical race theory. And they want to ban that from schools. They're actually passing laws.
What's funny about this, CJ?
They're actually passing laws against teaching that. How is that?
They're teaching kids to hate each other? Yeah, because of race? I disagree with teaching kids to hate each other because of their color.
Who said anything about teaching kids to hate each other? Joel didn't say that.
I would never say that.
How about teaching them?
Behind education.
Joel didn't mention one thing about the 85% of kids can't read. How about him teaching a kid how to read, write, arithmetic?
Didn't hear anything that he mentioned about the past history of what happened in this country.
Oh, my gosh. I'm well aware of it. But
you're lucky because Republicans don't want to teach the past history of America.
That is such a bunch of hooey. We're talking about the failures to educate people. And
yes, and you know
Elon Musk is right.
Elon
Musk? Hate and division. That's your part. Elon Musk is right.
So,
the failures of your school system, the Democrats continue to support it, and you want to bring up critical race theory. You saw how that worked in Virginia or other places.
I'm in Virginia.
Slavery was wrong. You can laugh.
We can laugh.
Don't laugh in November, Joel. You'll laugh in November.
I live in the town with one of the best universities in America. I know about education in Virginia. Black students in Milwaukee are now going to some of the best schools in the state. Black students in Milwaukee are going to a college preparatory school on the north side or on the south side. The leading schools in Milwaukee are doing very well. We have to expand that in every school. The unfortunate part right now is that whites are taking their kids out of public schools and putting them into private schools because they have the money.
The reason
they have the money to do it is they work in the most lucrative jobs in America, and they have a lot more money.
So quickly, CJ, what is your last question for Joel? We got to go to a break.
I'm curious what he thinks about does bad parenting or kids grow up with 85% of them without
a
father in their home. Do you think that's a factor?
Hey, Joe, he's asking about
and the rise
85.
Of crime.
He somehow believes that 85% of children in the city of Milwaukee, black children, grow up without a father. I don't know where he got the number 85%, but he's way off on that number. Far too many do, but not 85%. You know, CJ, you need to check your statistics with Fox News, or maybe that's where you got it from. Got to go to a break. Joel, hang on. We'll come back to the phone lines. Joel McNally's on the line, my good friend and agitator. We'll be back.